The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
In a previous edition of JADCO and You, we introduced you to the 10 different anti-doping rule violations. Today, we will be going a bit deeper into a few of the violations which may not be that easy to understand. Stay tuned to this edition of JADCO and You to learn more. The full list of anti-doping rule violations includes presence of a prohibited substance or its metabolites or markers in an athlete's sample, use or attempted use by an athlete of a prohibited substance or method, evading, refusing, or failing to submit to sample collection, whereabouts failures, which is any combination of three filing failures and or missed tests in a 12-month period, tampering or attempted tampering with any part of the doping control process, possession of prohibited substance or prohibited method, trafficking or attempted trafficking in any prohibited substance or prohibited method, administration or attempted administration to an athlete of prohibited substances or methods, complicity, prohibited association. Now, it's easy to understand the presence of a prohibited substance or evidence of a prohibited method based on the analysis of an athlete's urine or blood sample, but take trafficking for example. How does one determine trafficking of a prohibited method?
Prohibited method includes manipulation of blood or blood components, for example, or chemical or physical manipulation. You have things like gene doping. So blood transfusions would fall under this category. You would have a person who might have equipment or other paraphernalia that they, under normal circumstances, wouldn't have in their possession because they might not be doctors or medical technicians, etc. And they might be selling this equipment to persons who is using it to administer chemicals to athletes or to manipulate their blood or blood components. So if you catch them with equipment that they should not normally be in possession of, then you would know that they're trying to traffic a prohibited method.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. Another violation that may confuse persons is that of prohibited association. It is described as associating in a professional or sport-related capacity with an individual who is serving a period of ineligibility or has been convicted of any criminal offense deemed equivalent to an anti-doping rule violation.
If you are receiving advice from somebody who is on the prohibited association list, if you were being coached by this person, you're receiving medical advice or advice on training, and they are on the prohibited association list. So all of these different interventions by this person in your training regimen or dietary regimen or so, once they are involved and they were prohibited from being associated with persons who are athletes or other athlete support personnel, then that would pose a problem. In terms of a criminal offense that would be equivalent to an anti-doping rule violation, say a person might have been a drug trafficker and they are charged for that, and when you basically stack it up against the rules and it comes out that it would be considered an anti-doping rule violation, that would be a very good example in somebody who's trafficking in hard drugs.
When it is found that an athlete may be guilty of prohibited association, applying the violation is not automatic.
You would write to the athlete to say that this person or persons are on the prohibited association list and you should not be associating with this person. And you would be asked to explain what your association is. Simultaneously, we could also write to the person who is on the prohibited association list for them to explain why are they having interactions with the particular athlete and to prove to us that it is not a professional association, because it could be just somebody passingly saying hi or so. The athlete would then be notified, and once we have their explanation, then we would look at the circumstances and determine what is the next step.
The prohibited association list is available for all persons to check on the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA website at wada-ama.org. Athletes are encouraged to ensure that they are fully knowledgeable about the anti-doping rules and how to apply them so they can make informed decisions in their sporting lives. They can consult the World Anti-Doping Code and the 2015 JADCO rules for a further explanation of the anti-doping rule violations. To get more information, contact JADCO by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to www.jadco.gov.jm. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.